The environmental advocacy group Arizona Forward has named a new president and CEO. Lori Singleton moves to the organization after spending nearly 40 years at Salt River Project, where she also focused on environmental issues. She's also been on Arizona Forward's board for the past two decades. Singleton joins me to talk about her move. And Lori, you're obviously pretty familiar with what this group does. Are you basically looking to stay the course or maybe take it in a new direction?
I think this organization has played an important role in the Valley as it relates to advocating for sustainability issues. I think now that we're a statewide organization, it's going to be really important for us to focus and pick, and we've done that, pick a few things in our strategic plan for the year and really hit those hard so that we can all look back at the end of the year and say, wow, we really made a difference as it relates to whatever topic it is that we're working on.
Well, let's talk about a couple of those areas that you're looking to take on. And one of them is forest health, which is something that I think a lot of people are looking at and trying to work on. But it seems as though in a lot of these instances, stuff just isn't happening. There's the plans and there's ideas for what to do, and it just doesn't end up happening. Do you think that your organization can try to get some of those proposals and some of the projects really moving?
Absolutely. And we're working. We have a Northern Council that's actually folks that are located in the Flagstaff-Sedona area, and they are taking on that project this year. And I think there are many, many organizations who've been working on this, from the Nature Conservancy to Salt River Project to private businesses. But you're right, nothing has happened yet. And so we want to be the ones that really make that happen and work with our federal leaders to help make that happen in terms of funding, working closely with Salt River Project. So I think we're all going to be pleased at what we see happen this year.
What kinds of things would you like to see happen in the forest to make them more sustainable and healthier and maybe, you know, mitigate the risk of massive wildfires?
Right. So most of my career at Salt River Project, I was planting trees. But the thing that we really need to think about right now is the forest thinning. That is what needs to happen. And we need to be able to find an industry that can come in and take those wood cuttings and be successful. And until that happens, I think we're just going to continue to see, and we're just on the brink of another devastating wildfire.
Is it fair to say that economics have played a pretty significant role in why that thinning hasn't happened yet?
Yes, I think that is, that we just haven't been able to find somebody that can take the project and make a business out of a project that's profitable for both them and for the Forest Service.
So do you have a sense of who might be able to do that?
I don't. I'm hearing some rumblings about some different organizations or private developers that might be able to come into Arizona, but I don't specifically know of who's going to be the person that makes this happen.
All right, so let's talk about another one of the priorities for this year, and that is canal redevelopment. And I'm curious about this because in certain parts of the Metro Phoenix area, canals play a pretty significant role, both in terms of water delivery, but also as sort of recreational areas, people walking their dogs or riding their bikes. What would you like to see happen with the canals?
I think we want to work more closely with the cities to help. For a long time, people have turned their backs on those canals, and to help development happen and embrace the canals. And we are seeing more and more of that happen. I mean, if you look at what's happened in Scottsdale, that's one of the most amazing projects that I think other cities are looking to help make that type of development work. One of the biggest projects that we've worked on at Arizona Forward is working with the city of Phoenix on a particular part of the canal to build a bridge. I think this is very interesting, from the two high schools that are located on either side of the canal. And we want to build a bridge and really encourage students from both sides of the canal to be able to join together and work on projects together, which right now there's a physical barrier that separates those two schools.
Is this one of those areas where your experience and your contacts with SRP could prove especially helpful? Because a lot of those canals are SRP canals.
Right. And it's interesting because people come to Arizona Forward and say, we know that you're interested in canals. Can you help us figure out how we do a project? So it will be real easy for me to connect the right people at Salt River Project to those folks. And those connections have been happening for a long time, but I think I'll be able to to know exactly who to call.
Do you see a time when that space along the canal could be kind of akin to what we've seen with land along, for example, the light rail line, where when developers know that a spur is coming into a particular neighborhood, the land values go up because the perception is anyway that people want to live near the light rail. Is the canal that kind of amenity to some developers and some residents, or could it be if it's not now?
I don't think it is now, but I think that's one of the things that Arizona Forward would hope to help make happen, and that it could be, if you think about that. But it's not been the history or the way that the valley has kind of grown. If you think about most places along the canal, they've turned the back to the canal rather than embracing the canal and using that as an amenity for the project that would be developed.
How easy or difficult do you think it will be to make significant achievements in some of the goals that you set out for this year within the span of, you know, a year or so?
And I think that is something that everyone on the board, and I think our members have said as we start to think about the future of the organization, we do want to make progress. And so we have specifically this year said, these are our goals, we want to make progress, and we're all going to get behind them and turn around and look back at the end of the year and know that we've done something great.
All right. Lori Singleton is the new president and CEO of Arizona Forward. Lori, thanks a lot for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're listening to the show on KJZZ.